بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الثالث والعشرون عن علي بن حاتم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. متفق عليه. We are still in this chapter that there are very many ways of doing good deeds, small things, and the rewards of them are very, very big. And in it we are encouraged that we should do all these good deeds, which are so easy to do. And it seems insignificant, small, but the rewards are very great by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. In the previous hadith we read that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that there are 40 things that a person can do, and the highest of them was that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, you have a goat and you allow anyone to milk it, anyone to take the milk of it. Like for example, in our times, somebody puts a tap outside his house and he allows anyone to take water from there. Of course, all these things are with their, like for example, security, it must not be vandalized, etc. Keeping all that in mind, whatever such things we can do, we should do. And then the ulama have explained of all the other things which are mentioned, the 40 things, amongst them, ulama have explained also, like replying to salam. Such a small thing it deprives, just to make salam. But we find ourselves very weak in that also. Sometimes we just make a sound like a cow, and we didn't reply. We should reply properly to the salam. It's a small thing it looks like, but the reward is very great by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. When somebody sneezes, then to say, Yarhamukallah. But many times, unfortunately, the one who sneezes also, he doesn't even say Alhamdulillah. He should say. And that also we should see if we are like in a gathering. And then we will cause a talk is carrying on, then we should say it softly. And salam also, if there is a gathering, and the gathering is carrying on talk, people are busy, then we shouldn't go and make salam. So not even verbal salam. And some people will go and make individually salam to everyone who is sitting there, with his hands he will shake hands. That is upsetting that meeting which is carrying on. At that time it should not be done. But otherwise we should be making salam, and when sneeze say Alhamdulillah, and in reply Yarhamukallah, Yahdina wa Yahdikumullah. These things we have learned them, but we don't practice them. They look like just, by the way, small things, but their rewards are very, very big. In this hadith, Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that fear, save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it is with a piece of a khajur. That is, even half quarter khajur, even a piece of a khajur, give it in charity. Like for example, give 1 rand, give 50 cents, give 20 cents, though it seems that it has got no value whatsoever. But by Allah Ta'ala, and when a person, it comes in the hadith, gives even a piece of a khajur, Allah Ta'ala then keeps on increasing that investment of his, till it becomes like the mount of Uhud he gave in gold in the path of Allah. He just gave one piece of a khajur, but eventually Allah makes it as though he gave the whole mount of Uhud in charity for Allah Ta'ala's sake. So whatever we can give, and to give charity, to spend, is a natural quality of a believer. Every day we should be giving some charity, even if it is 1 rand, 50 cents, whatever it is, but we should be giving some charity. وفي رواية لهما عنه, and in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, and a similar narration comes from Adi ibn Hatim رضي الله عنه, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما منكم من أحد إلا سيكلمه ربه, there isn't anyone amongst you. But on Qiyamah Day, everyone will speak directly, personally to Allah Ta'ala. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانِ. And there will be no interpreter between you and Allah. There won't be a lawyer who will be talking on your behalf. Every person himself, personally, will be speaking to Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. فَيَنْظُرَ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. And when he looks to the right of him, he will see only that which he had sent forward. In other words, all the good deeds he did in his life, and he preserved them. He did not destroy them by talking about it, boasting about it, etc. So all that he will see, it is there on his right side. وَيَنْظَرُ أَشْحَمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. And when he looks to his left, he will see all those things that he had sent forth, all his gunas, which he did not make tawbah from. And they will be there, all that, and they will be in the form of snakes and punishment, they will be there. On the right, he will see all his good deeds in good forms, and which he had preserved, he didn't destroy them. On the left, all his gunas will be in the form of azab and punishment. Unless, of course, he made sincere tawbah from them. وَيَنْظُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارِ تِلْقَى وَجْهِ. And when he looks in front of him, he will see the fire of Jahannam. It will be there. So all what we had done, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ رَهِينَةٌ. Each soul will be around, captivated, will be imprisoned with what he had done. On his right he'll see all his good deeds, on his left he'll see all his evil deeds. And in front of him, beyond further, he will see the fire of Jahannam. فَاتَّقُ النَّارِ. So fear that fire of Jahannam. وَلَوْ بِشِفِ تَبْرَتِ. Even if it is with a piece of a khajur, that is also sufficient to save you from that fire of Jahannam. So these are the beautiful advices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we can see with how much of feeling, concern for us, that we must save ourselves from punishment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us all these advices. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. Allahu Akbar. How Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has been kind to us, how he has considered us. He says, even if you don't get a piece of a khajur to give in sadaqah, in charity, then say a good word to somebody. So that one good word, that won't cost you anything. It won't cost you 1 cent also. It's what effort is in there to say a good word to somebody. And that also we should say wherever we can. This is a good quality, and we see the righteous and the pious have got this. Like for example, we fill petrol at the filling station. So tell that person a good word. Tell him, look after your mother, look after your wife, be good to your wife. You say the good word. Anyone else you met, a Muslim, see, make your namaz regularly. Dress like a Muslim. Any good word we say, be good to your wife, be good to your parents, a good word. But today we don't say that good word also. We will just, what we will say, how's the weather? And who doesn't know? Everyone knows how's the weather. Or we'll say very hot. And who doesn't know it's hot? Everyone is feeling the heat, or very cold. But rather, say a good word. You tell somebody, remember always, you wear your shoes, wear the right one first. You tell somebody, whenever you take off your clothes, take it off from the left side first. What great good deeds you have done. Just this one kalima is tayyiba, but unfortunately we haven't got that Islamic environment around us, so just like the kuffar and the people of dunya, how they behave, we also behave like that. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can observe this, all this beautiful deen which Allah has given us, and it is all to make our lives pleasant in this world, and to earn the great reward in the akhirah, and save ourselves from the terrible punishment. It is only goodness for us. It's not goodness for anyone else, and Allah doesn't benefit at all by our ibadah. It is all for our own sake. May Allah give us tawfiq. SubhanAllah.